network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network in sports. There are updates. And updates. There are numbers. And numbers. There are sorrows. In sorrow, there is redemption. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network.
We're tuned into a little Jason Martin. Oh, there he is on the phone now. Let's get him on. All right, if you're tuned in, Jason, can you hear me over there?
I sure can.
Oh, he's way on the other side of the phone.
Now you're coming through loud and clear. I'm on an old school landline here with a rotary dial, no less.
Are you up in Troy?
Yes, I am.
And you're calling in today to tell us about your record release is next Saturday, and people need to get advance tickets.
Oh, yes. The record release is Saturday, April 16th. The Lobby in Albany, they're doing tickets in advance because it's kind of more in the zone of a private party. Howard Glassman of the Lobby has very awesomely decided to close the club down to the general public to have this sort of private party. Him along with Maddo of Petewalkie Records, that's the label that's putting out the album. And, you know, we're doing it sort of like, you know, we want it to be like a safe space where a lot of different kinds of people can hang out, and there's going to be a bunch of acts and things going on, and you can get tickets in advance at PeterWalkieRecords.com, and I believe they'll have some other ways in which if people at the last minute decide they want to come. Or if they don't have access to paying online, there will be some tickets available at the door if you arrive on the earlier side.
All right, and what is the record called?
Oh, the record is called Power Animal System Methods.
And is this your first actual vinyl LP, or do you have?
No, it's probably like the seventh or eighth. I got a couple of decades of 7-inch LPs, CDs, cassette releases under my belt at this point, and but my favorite is vinyl. It's just my favorite.
So give the listeners a little history of your background.
Sure.
How you came through all these 7 records and who you've played with and.
Starting in my teenage years, I had this experimental band that was kind of a video project called Brown Cuts Neighbors, with my sister, who's also known as Lady Starlight. She works with Lady Gaga. As my sister's a DJ and an electronic musician, and she just moved to Berlin, actually. But she's going to try to come to town for that show. But anyway, I started up this band with my sister and a couple of friends from high school a few years later. And this is like the 80s. This is a while back. But so we started putting out cassette tapes and doing stuff that, you know, playing punk and hardcore shows and, like, weird parties and stuff. And it always sort of veered into an arts practice, you know, with these... first 7-inch we put out was like in 1990, after a bunch of cassette releases, and that just, you know, I mean, since I was a kid, I wanted to make a record. You know, my family always had albums. My parents were really into music, and there was always records, and the stereo was in a very central place, more so than the television in the living room, you know. And but the interesting thing, at least the thing that I think is interesting, is that I didn't start off as sort of a performance artist or a visual artist per se. The work that I'm doing now that I do under the name Power Animal System is solo and involves other people as well. But that work itself was something that I'd been doing just as long as music and bands, going way back to when I was a young kid. But I kept all that work secret. This, what I like to call gender and species queer animal-human hybrid creatures that I channeled from other dimensions. And I'd been doing that since I was a kid, but I didn't know what it was, and it freaked me out. Even though it was a positive thing and had and helped me become more myself, I still kept it secret just because there were less things in society and in the world around me that gave me any reference point for what was going on with that work that was in my head, but felt like it was coming from elsewhere. And about 10 years ago, I put out, after a bunch of things happened in my personal life, that I took what I thought was a pretty courageous step in... I put out a zine and a CD called Evolution Revolution. And in that, I reproduced these sketches and drawings I've been doing for 20 years and keeping hidden in my closet, literally. And then shortly after that, I started making costumes to try to become these creatures and found people who were interested in helping me do that. That's eventually what got me into grad school and at NYU. And so I went sort of back a little later, you know, as a grad student, and really refined this work and started to understand it in an art, you know, context. You know, and I didn't stop becoming a musician, but it changed the tenor of the music and the releases and the content. And all the while I was releasing music, doing gigs, but it's definitely... morphed into this hybrid that involves sort of traditional music and music performance, but also much more experimental performance art, where I sort of appear and I channel these presence, where I'm channeling this sort of male, female, wolf, human creatures, and I do that in my video work or my installations. Performance art, and more recently started reintegrating it into my music. This LP is a good example. The cover and the art, I'm in costume, and the photographs and design is done by an artist that has worked with a lot of different people, including the residents, Steven Serio. And in addition to that, you know, it's sort of coming around, and the stuff is recombining, and I'm really kind of psyched about it, because I started writing songs about this stuff. It was the easiest way to write songs, because it stuff's in my head all the time, and so this LP is like a cool synthesis after a few years of pursuing this sort of animal-human hybrid, for lack of a better term, art as a separate track, and then doing the music as its own thing like I used to. This LP is important to me because it is a proper synthesis in terms of content and the visual presentation of it, just as an object to listen to, and then of course as a performance.
And since this is radio, can you give our listeners some sort of sense of what hybrid form you're in right now?
Something I'd imagine Grace Jones wearing. The sweater underneath it is from a women's ensemble suit that I have. I'm usually wearing a half wolf type mask and wig, but at the moment I'm not. I'm just wearing a sort of Mike Nesmith style winter cap, because I was just outside drinking some coffee and listening to this program on my laptop. My shoes, and then I'm wearing pajama bottoms, and that's like a flannel thing, and then my shoes are formal, they're pointy, they're black men's shoes, and I'm sort of in normal person drag right now, but I'd say at least 50% of my outfit, not entirely consciously, is from my costume racks downstairs, where I have two little studios. One is where I do costuming and take photographs and videos for this work, and the other studio right next to it is a recording studio.
Ah. And for our listeners down here, way down south, I guess you are, or I don't know if you still are, part bunny at some point, but you were part of Hudson's Bunny Brains.
True, as a wolf human hybrid, I was, have been, will again be a member of the Bunny Brains, and.
Is that from consuming? Is that
for a number of years? We actually were on the same label in the mid '90s. A label down in over in Danbury, Connecticut, put out 7 inches. There's a couple labels in the general area. Actually, this one was in New York. One was in Connecticut. There was Jim Gibson. He's done a whole bunch of stuff. I'm kind of, I'm blanking, but like Jim Gibson, who runs Noiseville Records, and Alan Mack, who used to do Nose Hair Records. See, Jim Gibson used to be in Sockeye and all kinds of, he's an amazing guy. But those guys and those labels had put out some stuff from Bunny Brains and my sort of group TV show thing, Brown Cuts Neighbors, in the mid-90s, and people were saying, you guys have got to play with this band. Oh, my God, I can't believe you don't know each other, you know. And then like, you know, in the early 2000s, a friend of mine, Jamie Moore, who was performing, an artist in her own right, who was performing with Dan on Bunny Brains, they needed a drummer for a show. And so drums are not my first instrument, but I did have a drum kit. I've played them on TV, so I just showed up, and we started talking, and I was like, wait, oh my God, people have been telling me I should play a show with you for years now, I'm one of the cast of characters that cycles through and around Bunny Brains. I played a show with them just this past fall in September, and then Dan put together an ensemble to come up and play a benefit for me that the whole community around here raised after I got injured in this crazy situation here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How are you? You got sort of jumped in Troy in October, was it?
Yes, in the very beginning of October, everybody in my neighborhood does. It was no big deal. But it was late at night, and they were about to close. And it was just a terrible situation of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. There were a couple of folks that I didn't recognize that weren't from my neighborhood. I live in a great neighborhood in South Troy, really diverse. There's like ethnic and income diversity, and everybody's really helpful and like looks out for each other, you know, in a way that like honestly they don't in fancier neighborhoods. Just a few blocks down towards closer to downtown Troy. the people that were not from here, I don't know every single person in the neighborhood, of course, but they seemed a lot of place. I didn't get a good look at them because it was dark. They knew what they were doing, and they basically had just staked out the bodega as the bodega was closing, and they were just clearly waiting for the next person to come down the street when the street was all clear, and they were going to mug them or do something. I don't know, but they I've been mugged before, not in this neighborhood, honestly, at all, but in other neighborhoods that I've lived in, both here in New York City over the years. I've lived in both places, but I'm from upstate, from, this Schenectady, Niskayuna, and Amsterdam areas. Anyway, I'm on tangents here. It doesn't take much.
Are you feeling better? Are you feeling better?
I'll keep going. But
are you feeling better? And if you just tuned in, we're speaking with Jason Martin, who's releasing his Power Animal System record on Saturday, April 16th at the Low Beat in Troy. You need to get tickets in advance. And Jason, what's going to happen at the show?
Oh, say that again? I'm sorry.
What's going to happen at the show? What have you got special lined up?
I'm going to try to do a thing where, like, and then there'll be another surprise guest appearance. And while they do that, I'm going to go backstage and shapeshift and transform into my hybrid male-female wolf-human glam being that I am. And I'm going to channel that being, and she's going to get up on stage in front of a backing band, including Jesse Pellerin and Maddo and a bunch of folks from back in the day who I've worked with in various ways. And we're going to run through a bunch of stuff from the album. And there'll be some kind of DJing. It's going to be super glam and a total freak show. People are going to show up and are encouraged to just like wear whatever they want and get their groove on, however freaky it is, because it's going to be an accepting open space. And you can get your tickets at peterwalkierecords.com. But if you have trouble ordering stuff online, there will be a small number of tickets available for purchase at the door early in the event, around 8 or 9 p.m.
All right. Thanks so much, Jason, for calling in today. I got two songs queued up here. Which one should I play, Dog Mind or She Got Power?
Ooh, I like Dog Mind. That's kind of like my T-Rex with like a Captain Beefheart style bass line song.
All right, then. It's Dog Mind on WGXC. Thank you, Jason Martin. And the record release show is Saturday, April 16th at the Low Beat in Albany.
Tom, thank you so, so much for reaching out and having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks to you, Jason.
Thank you.
Next up is new music from 2016. This is Jason Martin and Dog Mind from his Power Animal System.
In my dog mind is a star blazing violet near and far. It's twin locked in. In my dog mind is a star. In a vacuum for us all. League of light waves heat from every core. Forever and after and evermore. In my dog mind there is war. With teeth built to fight infinity tide. Death always upon him, leaping every boy. Spin, flip, flash. Merge, melt, crash. Spin. In my dog mind is a star, blazing violet near and far. Death though is upon him. In my dog mind is a star.
night is throbbing. Hobby horse, he is hopping. Morse code, big, great, stay on. New pop prints, pop prints, pop prints, yeah. She got power all the time. She got power all the mind. She got power all the time. She got power.